Good morning. What's going on? It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl. We are holding things down. You guys, pregnancy is an interesting thing. I've only been pregnant once, so I just have my one experience to go on. But I have a really good friend. She is pregnant, and she's like, why did no one tell me the nitty-gritty about these things? Because some women are like, oh, I love being pregnant. It was so glorious. I want to do it a million times. Me, not so much. I was blessed to have a really healthy and great pregnancy, but I didn't like love every minute of it by any means. But so she's been dealing with, she's like has so much hair. And I don't just mean like on her head, like on her face. Like she's got a little like mustache going on.
Oh my gosh, because like the hormones.
Yeah, because the hormones, that's something.
I never knew about that.
Now, Liv, your sister, just one of them has been pregnant, or what's the
scoop? Two of them have been pregnant. Yeah, so I have 4 total little nieces and nephews. And yeah, they've said like the very kind of like basics, like my sister's feet and legs got so swollen, like her shins and calves, that she had to wear these like compression socks, and she was like mortified by it and like hated them and just could not wait until she did not have to wear them anymore. She had to wear them for like the last 2 months of her pregnancy, and she was like, no one told me you swell this bad.
Yes. Like you see, like the Real Housewives, for example, when they get pregnant and they have a little cute basketball and they're rocking stilettos till the end. That is really not the reality of it.
I'm the expert on pregnancy stuff. I know that you get cravings, like weird cravings. Let's say you don't like pickles, then you want to eat pickles, right? And you get morning sickness. See,
yes.
It's common knowledge.
So I was on a boat. I was super nauseous for 4 months. However, I never threw up one time. The only thing, in fact, that would cure the nausea for me, Fazoli's breadsticks. So I got breadsticks on the reg. Like every day.
I've never had
Fazoli's. I gained
40
pounds during my pregnancy, and it's because of breadsticks.
Fazoli's is
worth
so
it.
Good, Porkchop. You have no idea. You're missing out. You would actually love it. But also, you had a weird thing with cinnamon gum, didn't you?
Yeah, I loved cinnamon gum. Then when I was pregnant, I was repulsed by it. And then now I'm back on the train. But it's like you go through, I loved fruit punch, fruity pebbles, weird cravings. Your voice also can change, which is really weird. I feel like my voice is a little lower. Like post being preggo, which is kind of interesting.
Wait,
I like it.
It changes forever?
I feel like mine, but it can change like during when you're pregnant. You do get a brain fog. Like that's a normal thing where like pregnancy brain, just because you have like so much going on.
Is Joe pregnant?
No, that just might be a constant state for him. But I want to know the kind of interesting things that happened to you.
Yes.
While you were pregnant, what did you experience? Cravings, swellings, things people didn't tell you about?
Yes, 833-563-2539. Weird stuff that happened to your body. Here's a big old secret, which is actually probably one of the only great things that happens. And this is in, Jenny McCarthy wrote this book, and it's called Belly Laughs, and it is really great if you want to pick that up if you're pregnant or you know someone expecting. But when you have sexy time when you are expecting and no one tells you this, it is like next level sensations. And it's
really
weird because a lot of people are like, I don't want to be intimate because I don't want to hurt the baby, especially like when you're further along. But mind
highly recommend.
No one tells you that ever.
Well, no, and I feel like too, a lot of people are very self-conscious when they're pregnant, so they might not get into that sexy time, but apparently we're all missing out. You should.
That is the deal. So give us a call, 833-563-2539. The weirdest thing that happened to your body, whatever. We want to hear the nitty gritty. We're going to help out our pregnant ladies right now. And Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
This is for all our El Pregaritos. We're talking about when you're expecting, the nitty-gritty that no one really tells you. I'm ecstatic. My sister is expecting, and it's a little girl. She's due in May. And I have really laid it down for her, whether she's wanted to hear it or not, like what really goes down with your body and just all of the things. So we want to know what weird things happen to you while you are pregnant. 833-563-2539.
Good morning. We've got Liv. So what do you want to say about when you were pregnant?
So I've been pregnant twice. My first pregnancy was horrible. I was sick the entire 9 months.
Aww.
With him.
Oof.
And ended up having a emergency C-section C-section after I labored for 29 hours with him.
No. See, that is yes. the worst, because it's like you could have just like scheduled that out and planned it. Obviously, you didn't know, but I feel so much yeah. for you, girl. That would be the worst.
Yeah, it was horrible. He got stuck in the canal, and so they had to take him because he was losing oxygen.
Aww.
And then my second one, I ended up with gestational diabetes so bad. I was on insulin up until I delivered. And he came 2 weeks early by emergency section because his cord was wrapped around twice.
How big was he when he came?
He was 8 pounds.
Oh, that's
but
a good
size,
baby.
He was almost 22 inches long.
Wow.
So, both ended up in emergency C-sections. And so we were going to try for a third, but I said, no.
I don't think I can do that. What do you think about women who are like, oh, my gosh, I loved every second of being pregnant?
I just look at them and be like, well, then you might watch too much reality TV because no.
The reality
definitely
is
not.
It's tough. Oh, thank you, Mama. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Liv, and I hope you get pregnant. Moving on, next.
Who says that? Bye, hope you get pregnant.
Anonymous, what did you want to say about your pregnancy?
Oh, hello?
Yes, good morning, Anonymous. Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes, with my pregnancy, it's just the smell. Like, I feel like I'm smelly all the time.
Wait, are you pregnant right now?
Like that. Yes, I'm pregnant now.
Oh.
Did you say you feel like you're smelly, or do you feel like you're always smelling?
At first, I didn't mean poor thing because
no,
you're pregnant. I'm ecstatic
like
you're expecting.
Smelly. Like, as soon as I take a shower, like, the moment I put deodorant on, 5 minutes later, I'm like, great, I smell again.
Do you feel like you're just sweating nonstop?
I feel feel like I'm sweating. I don't know what it is, if it's, like, an imbalance, like, hormonally. I just feel like I'm smelly.
Do you have, I'm going to diagnose you, have you had an itchy stomach?
No, not yet.
Can we ask you, can we get personal with you? Are you still intimate?
No, I haven't been right now. I'm really early in my pregnancy and
okay.
I'm not supposed to be intimate yet.
Oh, okay. Interesting. That's an interesting thing to think about. Well, bless your heart. We think you smell just fine.
Are you guys sure Joe isn't pregnant? Because he's really smelly, Joe.
And he sweats a lot.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.